We have not heard of anyone besides the present author who has experienced near death multiple times over a 40-year period. In fact, this author has experienced going to the other side more than half a dozen times, each one different than the one before, as well as over a dozen out-of-body events that leave the body interacting with others who remain unaware of the event. We also personally know others who have died and come back. These unique experiences were meant to open up a new realm of understanding that tells a more complete story of existence, a story of eternity that takes entities outside the box. Echoes of a Vision of Paradise. If you cannot remember, you will return. A synopsis. Forward. We are entities, potentials in transit and transcendence from one to other worlds of God. We call ourselves Homo sapiens, humans by agreement. We are soul-possessing, the engraved image of the Creator through which He reveals His beauty. This gives each of us a soul-based state of awareness, tenth-dimensionally speaking. We are spirits, imperceptible fields of activity, the precursor engine of all that becomes manifested. There are, thus, on Earth, four kinds of spirit-based effects. A fifth-dimensionally based unified system of intelligent life, layered, enfolded, and embedded into superposed realities that know neither beginning nor end. First, the mineral domain, based on attraction and repulsion. Second, the plant domain, based on replication, growth, and the induction of the mineral's imperceptible activities. Third, the animal domain, based on instinctive intelligence, incorporating through digestion the plant and mineral domains. Fourth, the human domain, which, by digestion, incorporates the previous three domains and is endowed with a physiologically based consciousness. We are gated in and out, and piped through tunnels of light when moving through realities in states of pure awareness. We have a body arranged in stages, joined together in pairs, phase conjugation, and modulated, the imposition of signals, information, upon everything as standalone, scalar, or continuous carrier waves, the fabric of creation. This influence, programming upon us, appears in three formats: egoic modulation, self, environmental, inherited and adapted, and soul-based from the Creator. We are seekers of knowledge and the love of God, once we are connected to the root, the soul, responding to the clarion call from the Beloved, forming communities of the called, Christian, Jewish, Islamic, Buddhist, Hindu, Zoroastrian, and so on, awaiting to be chosen, obtain our missions, and assist in the advance of an eternal civilization, having each found, through the journey, his or her eternal companion. We exist to serve God, Lord of all the worlds, eternally. The love of God is the key that opens all these worlds of God. This love coalesces through each fractional, temporal, existential experience, one of many, the soul-based awareness, the spirit, mind, and body, into a state of oneness, the whole, and unity throughout, within individuals, and among families, communities, states, nations, and between this and other worlds in an ever-growing unified system of intelligent life, full of planets, galaxies, and universes, addressing the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional states of understanding as we open the portal of our heart and soul. The road to coalescing into a state of conscious awareness is best illustrated through the writings of the latest manifestation of God, Baha'u'llah, a title meaning the glory of God, particularly two epistles entitled respectively The Seven Valleys and The Four Valleys. We are dealing with stations of understanding in nonlinear space and time, omnidimensionally and multidirectionally presented, in order for us to experience the gradual reunion with the Beloved. Section 1. Creation. Everything has a beginning, and it may not be the kind of beginning that can be easily understood in its entirety. This lack of holistic understanding, of course, is part and parcel of having a fourth-dimensional instrument, an environment, the mind, time, and energies dictating and impressing linearly how we view our abstract world constructs, points of spatial locations that help identify where we are, and sequentially over time into categories that present experiences in a certain order as past, present, or future. These mental constructs shape our understanding and opinions of our spiritual journeys each time we go through the tunnel, when we incarnate and have a first-hand knowledge of a temporal, fractional, existential experience that has a beginning and an end. Caught within the time-space continuum, we cannot come to the true understanding of what is going on, because we, as entities, don't start here on planet Earth. Our beginnings fall outside the definition applicable to how we view, experience, and understand ourselves in time, when time has no known beginning and a known end. This end is the entry point of each projected self into a particular temporal, fractional, existential experience, in this case, on Earth. It is at this moment that a shift takes place, moving us from one type of realm into another quite dissimilar and unfamiliar, where we need to acquire a unit, a body, to be able to observe and participate thereafter in the experience of a life that is meant to bring us into the realization of both the journey and its purpose, how to remember and be able to return to that beginning that knows no beginning and experience reunion with the Beloved while serving one another. Understandably, the nature of a process of a layering of realities that is composed of superposed systems of an intelligent and unified structure and body of creation does not at first clearly demonstrate the complex nature of its fabric, nor the underlying map that helps define an omnidimensional and multidirectional system of light pathways, tunnels built within that assist the transit and transcendence piped and gated in or out of us as light beings, an immense and complex network throughout creation. This structure supports and is meant to promote a condition of conscious awareness, self-remembering, that gives rise to a community unified and coalesced into an expression of oneness around principles brought in by the manifestations of God, the Creator. These divine attributes should adorn us throughout the journey of development, beyond the limits of any one of its layers, thus containing characteristics by which something is recognized as being essential to our understanding of the reality that should emerge each time. We as entities, light beings, as subject to enlightenment, able to travel upon and across from one place in reality to other places and worlds, discovering soon enough, with the aid of those that manifest the source, that there is a narrative far larger and more cohesive than the one we remember or are able to put together independently. When we recognize these representatives of the Creator, it is a sign that we are ready to respond to the clarion call, an invitation that can set in motion our freedom from our ignorance and mismanaged passions, and assist us in remembering our connection to the source and be able to return when chosen, when we make the grade. Every time we emerge in a unified system of intelligent life, a world of God, we need to be consciously aware of the importance to find He whom God made manifest and become seekers of the truth which stops all our delusional constructs from obscuring the path of remembrance and return, constructs that stand in opposition time and again to God's divine plan. When we accept the will and desire of God, become illumined and transformed, and acquire and practice the newly dispensed or revealed divine information, these energies are released, set free from a quagmire built from not knowing and not loving the Creator during each attempt to understand and possess this earthly or any other temporal or fractional world reality as part of our overall journey. We become divinely modulated and guided. We are light beings precisely because we can experience enlightenment, divine information that emanates from God, that results in a certain understanding and an uplifting that brings the realization of the kind of life that serves our true purpose and mission, bringing to existence first-hand knowledge, the first point of view, which clarifies our fractional and temporal journeys as we go through them, a whole that helps us transcend each moment. This divine modulation, information imposed upon each of us, soul-based, gives ourselves a greater purpose and significance, assisting us in returning as fully realized entities in transit towards the ultimate experience, reunion with our beloved, and as servants of each other always. There is many a meaning hidden beneath this statement. To be reunited means to experience again the bliss of being together once more. This coming together to experience the reunion with the beloved is the purpose of the journey, and it entails the acquisition of many attributes that uplift and enhance our understanding, gifted by the Creator, as well as assists us in obtaining opportunities to be fully aware, a soul-based state of being, and conscious, a physiologically based condition of His love. This state of conscious awareness is an ongoing process that causes us to unite in one body and moment, the soul, spirit, mind, and body, bringing about the oneness of it all, the understanding of the true purpose of the journey, through service, and the advance of an eternal civilization in each of our missions when called upon and chosen. The Creator's image is within us all, and His revealed beauty is ever present. Here we are, specks of dust in a bowl we hardly comprehend, slowly moving, crawling along from one place to another, barely able to tie our shoes and get along with each other. The act of being created needs to be experienced to gain a full perspective, one of the many invitations that will adorn your awakening during your journey. What if you were to go through a process taking you out of the oven of creation, that is, cooking you to perfection, and into the moment before the launching of your journey into I-ness? What if you were to be gifted by your Creator with an experience of your coming into being? Certainly, upon returning to this plane of existence, your perspective would be changed. Marked by an inquisitive interest, you would move away time and again from the familiar or customary, making your life, potentially, an extraordinary one. Created by an act that is found deep within the immemorial essence, in a flow of the eternal that knows neither beginning nor end, your essence is brought into existence by God's knowing and loving out of a descriptive nothingness and true poverty that binds you forever to the source. And for as long as you remember that moment, you are experiencing an ever-present return. This ever-present return can be known and realized time and again through every living being, as well as anything that partakes and is a part of His creation. This is especially true when coming together with one's eternal companion. Throughout a journey that will take as long as it needs to take, one of the musts that needs to be experienced and to bear its fruit is when the two of you meet in an embrace that will know no end. Section 2. Awakening. We are all immersed in a sea of consciousness, each of us a very small light immersed in an immense state of darkness. We are only aware that we are aware of an unknown all around us that brings a sense of uncertainty. The light represents our consciousness, what we know and perceive from the world around us. We move about, trapped in this reality, built from our desires or the desires of others, and we go through having first-hand knowledge of myriad temporal and fractional existential experiences, as many as needed, immersed in that sea of consciousness, pursuing whatever fancy our hearts desire. We go on and on, life after life, each a track of time that knows a beginning and an end. Our immortality at work. You will always have the opportunity to come to or hear from the representative of the Creator, your way out of a loop that has no apparent beginning or end in sight, to reconnect with the Source and acquire an awareness of it all. How you will fare is up to those auspicious chance encounters. You've heard of the saying, "Many are called and few are chosen." But what does it mean? Being called indicates that God is giving you the opportunity to get out of your loop, that the moment has arrived to change realities, the way you perceive your journey. Yet, there are no guarantees. You may choose to ignore the call, or find an excuse to keep on pursuing your fractional temporal dream or dreams. This may have happened hundreds of times, and that is why you're still here. Few are chosen to leave this self-made construct that moves you through a labyrinth, a complex system of light tunnels you have been gated in and out of, as you have gone through hundreds or more of these temporal and fractional existential experiences, your journey. When you have not been chosen to escape your trap, it is because you have allowed those temporal desires to be a God ruling your higher self, bringing about your ego-modulated dreams time and again. Over many lives, in many worlds, you have chosen to create your own plans and reality, or to feel sorry for yourself, or to express anger, jealousy, and envy, or to pursue carnal desires versus pure love. You keep returning, and you have not remembered. Once in a while, you get a glimpse, a moment of clarity. You may struggle from within for a short while, and then dismiss the whole idea. You think again that you know better, that you can do it by yourself, that life is there to be taken and conquered, that everything can be had and possessed, at least in this life. In other temporal and fractional existential experiences, that may not have been the case. So many times and situations precede this one life. So many other worlds and tracks of time, you cannot remember them. You have returned time and again to a different world, to be given another opportunity to surrender to a reality that you have been running away from ever since so long ago. What is of interest is that you don't really know that you're caught in this loop. More importantly, you cannot ever detect the difference, be consciously aware that there is something else that beckons you to change the way you observe and participate, inviting you to be transformed and transcend your present condition, your conscious state, and become aware that you are aware. not forgetting yourself. Yet, you are in an ever-present potential state, in transit and transcending, forwards or backwards, progressing or regressing. You are unconscious of this process insofar as the journey. You may, however, have taken a quick look, gotten a chance to observe and look deeper into the life you are pursuing. But that is all. You go on ahead without further thought. The game is afoot, Watson. You may have had dreams, telling yourself to awaken, to come to realize the futility of your ways. These are moments of clarity at some particular point in time, whenever they arrive, when things do not seem right. Despite the call, everything is allowed to go back to the way it was, the script, part of your narrative, the role-playing as a man or a woman, the props and costumes that help you play the role, along with the rituals, culture, and language used to convince yourself and others that you know how to play the game. We live in communities reflecting our success or failure to walk the talk. We are part of cultures and belief systems in line with roles and scripts. We have dreams, things we pursue. We have brought in certain abilities accrued over the journey, inherited other tendencies from the unit, the body, and been influenced by an environment that has furnished us with a glut of information hard to keep up with, modulations inherent in our journey, imposed upon each of us as standalone scalar carrier waves, a fancy term that identifies how we come to this or any other world we partake of throughout our sojourn in the here and now, the spirit in everything. Nonetheless, what is important to understand is that you are immersed in a sea of consciousness, the universe you are in, of which you are only conscious of, and within the span of a life, the moments you are focused on, some 8 seconds at a time. This is a pretty short time, if I may point out. The goldfish attention span is 9 seconds. So, how do we stop this merry-go-round journey, the loop that consistently traps each of us again and again in roles, scripts, costumes, and props? How do we break out of the loop occurring even in cultures within the communities of those that are or were called, or within groups with some other inherent interest or practice, within families with traditions and rituals handed down the pipeline, with all the beliefs that are practiced in that world, the politics of appearances, the trance and trap that molds us into something else? How do we come out of the labyrinth and walk the straight path? How do we independently find the manifestation of God for this day and age? For it is the latter quest that is the surest path to awakening once and for all. Every 1,000 years, a little more or less each time, the Creator calls everyone and assesses those that He chooses to awaken, to invite to experience reality, something totally different, reunion with the Beloved. This is how it begins. The first step in the process of enlightenment is to recognize the manifestation of God for the day and age of development and opportunity in which we live. This prerequisite cannot be avoided and should not be delayed. What do we mean by the word manifestation? It refers to someone who is clearly a channel for the expression of God, the Creator, and can be recognized through the way he speaks, writes, and lives, the Word. The second step is to surrender one's whole self to the administering influence of God. Let there be nothing left of one's personal self, the projected persona and construct, the ego. The third step is to enjoy the ride. God has in store greater and greater levels of blissful experiences as one becomes less and less attached to the things and desires of each world. The fourth step is to give thanks continually to God, the Creator of all, for without Him, you would not exist. These are the four main steps to enlightenment, a way out of the trap and the loop your journey has become. There are other smaller steps that are contained within these. These steps will become apparent as you gradually ascend out of the mire of delusion, the erroneous beliefs, mistaken ideas, and mismanaged passions that hold you prisoner. Do not be tricked by the master game many pursue, by those who promise to have the answer, that claim to know the way. It is meant to be your own journey. How else can you tell the difference between truth and falsehood? This is a process of exploration and discovery. When you are ready, you will know. These are actions that come from your heart. Keep the heart pure. If you find what you seek, remain vigilant until your departure from this life, and thank God for all His blessings and mercy. Section 3. Attunement and Integration. Each time we commemorate and celebrate the coming of a new year, groups of entities, separated by geography and beliefs, come together in one way or another to express, with hope, their desire for change. They may cherish the prospect of a small or large transformation, including that of the most comprehensive change, the advent of the promised one of God, a Redeemer and Savior, the one who will make things right through justice and unity, the one